The world is coming to an end!
The disaster, the crisis in Haiti. It's been devastated by a massive 7.0 magnitude earthquake causing a catastrophe of major proportions. The extent of the disaster remains unclear, but there are fears thousands of people may have died and tens of thousands lost their homes. In the capital, Port-au-Prince, thousands of buildings were damaged or destroyed, including hospitals, schools, and hotels.
The presidential palace collapsed. Though the president and his wife both survived, the headquarters of the United Nations Stabilization Mission sustained very serious damage, with many personnel, including the head of mission, now feared dead, and more than 100 thought to be trapped in the rubble inside. Along the city's main road, Route de Delmas, witnesses claim more buildings have been destroyed than are now left standing. In the suburb of Piétionville, a hospital is reported to have collapsed altogether, and in the same area, as many as 200 tourists may be missing after the Hotel Montana fell in on itself.
Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and has suffered a number of recent disasters, including four hurricanes and storms in 2008 that killed hundreds.
The shaking was intense. It went on for perhaps 30 or 40 seconds. And it was 5 p.m., close to sunset. Darkness, dust-filled panic, shock and confusion.
It is just an unbelievably horrific sight. There are bodies still lying by the side of the road. You can see where the buildings have collapsed, where they've collapsed on top of vehicles. People are still inside those vehicles, corpses with limbs hanging out. There's blood in the street. It is really a nightmarish scene that's presented to you.
As we drove through the streets, evidence of the damage the quake caused was everywhere. Building after building, body after body. Men, women, and especially children. This is the second dark night the people of Port-au-Prince have had to suffer. Everybody here is sleeping outdoors. After what's happened, they're understandably terrified of sleeping inside. Here they're singing religious songs to get them through the night. On one side of the road, people huddle to get some rest. On the opposite side of the street, just a few feet away, the bodies of their loved ones.
A little one. He's a little one.
That's my answer.
No one here has much food or water. We saw little evidence of international help for these people on our journey through the very center of the city, the area that's been worst hit. We passed no rescue operations more than 24 hours after the earthquake struck.
This is where people have come to sleep. They say they're afraid to go back into their houses. They think something else might happen. In one corner of the square, there's even a woman having a baby.
It's uncertain just how bad the first days of her new child's life could get. Sebastian Walker, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
The scale of the devastation is extraordinary, as I think all of us are seeing on television, and the losses are heartbreaking. I pledged America's continued commitment to the government and the people of Haiti in the immediate effort to save lives and deliver relief, and in the long-term effort to rebuild. President Preval and I agreed that it is absolutely essential that these efforts are well coordinated among the United States and the government of Haiti, with the United Nations, which continues to play an essential role with the many international partners and aid organizations that are now on the ground. Meanwhile, American resources continue to arrive in Haiti. Search and rescue efforts continue to work, pulling people out of the rubble. Our team has saved both the lives of American citizens and Haitian citizens, often under extraordinarily difficult circumstances.
U.S. President Obama has issued an order allowing selected members of the military reserves to be called up to support the relief effort in Haiti. Military officials say U.S. forces are working with U.N. peacekeepers and local police to provide security on the ground. But as Sebastian Walker reports, survivors are seeing heavily armed troops on the streets, but not enough aid.
The most visible face of the international aid effort here in Port-au-Prince. Most Haitians here have seen little humanitarian aid so far. What they have seen is guns, and lots of them. Armoured personnel carriers cruise the streets. The UN soldiers aren't here to help pull people out of the rubble. They're here, they say, to enforce the law. This is what much of the UN presence actually looks like on the streets of Port-au-Prince. Men in uniform, racing around in vehicles, carrying guns. At the entrance to the city's airport, where most of the aid's coming in, there's anger and frustration. Much needed supplies of water and food are inside. Haitians are locked out.
These weapons they bring, they are instruments of death. We don't want them, we don't need them. We are a traumatized people. What we want from the international community is technical help, action, not words.
And beyond the well-guarded perimeter, there's something else going on. Here, the United States has taken control. It looks more like the Green Zone in Baghdad than a center for aid distribution. Heavily armed US forces patrol the entrances. Even within the airport, these soldiers are never without weapons. There are several thousand on the ground already, and that number's expected to grow. America now decides who lands in Haiti, and there's a constant stream of US aircraft arriving with US boots on the ground. Meanwhile, aid flights from other nations are being turned back. Two Mexican aircraft with vital life-saving equipment were told they couldn't land on Saturday.
We don't need soldiers as such. You know, there's no war here.
Patrice Elie is the former Haitian defense minister. He's concerned with the way the Americans have taken over the relief effort.
The choice of what lands and what doesn't land should, you know, the priorities of the flight should be determined by the Haitians. So otherwise, it's a takeover, and what might happen is that the need of Haitians are not taken into account, but only either the way a foreign country defines the need of Haiti or try to push its own agenda.
While the aid operation arriving at the airport grows by the hour, bodies still rot in the streets. And Haitians continue to dig through rubble by themselves, wondering when the help they actually need will arrive. Sebastian Walker, Al Jazeera, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Something to happen for a week or a month or a year, with the blood and the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you think that you've heard it before, how governments lie to their people and how nations are driven to war. There are shadows on the faces of the men who fanned the flame. To those wars that are fought in places we can't even remember their name. On the radio, talk shows and TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom and how we come to the aid of a friend. Well, who are these ones we call our friend? These governments killing their own? Or is it the ones who can't take anymore, so they pick up a brick or a gun or a stone? There are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons, and there is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is. Shadows on the faces of the men who send the gun to those wars that are fought in places where their business interests run. I want to know who these men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never around to fight or to die. They're alive. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is blood on the wire. There is.
Aid and help are slow to arrive. Many Haitians have organized themselves. People helping people. Jean-Pierre Carson is one of them. He has created a home in this parking lot in Port-au-Prince, providing shelter, food and water for victims.
Helicopters from abroad are going around the city, but for now, they're not coming here. So we're trying to do what we can.
Jean-Pierre used to work with the mayor of Port-au-Prince, and now he's working to help his fellow citizens. Everybody is pitching in, donating whatever little money they can. With it, they buy food and distribute among everyone here. People are hungry, tired, and in need.
So what we're seeing right now here in Haiti is that people are fighting for food, but there's also lots of people that want to help each other.
Initial assessments by the European Union say that over 250,000 people were hurt during the earthquake, and over 1.5 million have lost their homes. An untold number of children are now orphans. Vladimir is one of them. Among those who have lost everything is Sasha Aguerre. She has been living in this place for days and is worried that her two-month-old baby is getting sick.
My baby has diarrhea. We need doctors and more help.
But help is slow in coming, as international donor countries are struggling to distribute aid to those in need. For now, people here are relying on one another to get through this tragedy.
Rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise.